two rows of soldiers in grey uniforms performing a synchronized battle with swords. Horses jump fences beyond them in the field.
Cadets, rest!
Very good, my friend. Very good.
The Mark of Zorro.
Ah, he sheathes his saber, but the steel hardly has a chance to cool.
Yes, Madrid enjoys a new form of entertainment. In which quarter will you defend your challenge this evening?
Well, this evening I entertain a more interesting challenge.
The Señorita Elena Diaz. Already 5 times this year, there have been duels fought for her.
Do you make a six?
I assure you, my friend, dueling's the last thing on my mind.
Well, then you've chosen the wrong girl. You must spill blood for her to prove your sincerity.
You speak of love, I speak of sincerity. Hardly synonymous.
Be warned, Diego. When you embrace her, keep your sword nearby.
You wound me, Rodrigo. I'm a peace-loving man. Dueling is a sport to me, nothing more.
Well, I'm sure Lieutenant Cortez will be most pleased to learn that he suffered his wounds in the spirit of the sport.
Lieutenant Cortez is an exception. He got exactly what he deserved. A gentleman does not whip an innkeeper simply because he doesn't like his favorite wine.
You would right all the wrongs in Madrid if your fencing arm would only hold up. It would not surprise me to find a Z carved in Cortez's chest.
No. The Z is reserved for Zorro, and he is long dead.
And Zorro attacks at night.
Yes, and we all know that Diego only duels at noon.
Yes. Well, I think a man should have half a day to ponder his indiscretion. It weakens his defense.
Does that apply to women, too?
Only the part about indiscretion.
Second flight. Prepare to mount.
Gentlemen, if you will excuse me.
Of course.
I'm about to set you all a fine example.
Diego puts on his hat and mounts his horse.
Be very careful of the first hurdle, my friend.
And the second.
And you watch my third.
He sets off around the field, starring Frank Langella, Ricardo Montalban, and Anne Archer.
Whoa. Now. Grow wings, my friend.
Diego and his horse jump the row of fences in an expert, fluid fashion. Later, the cadets are drinking and relaxing in a candlelit hall.
And to get me to apply to the academy, my father assured me that a commission would serve two purposes. Here. As a lieutenant in the Royal Guard, thank you very much, there is a certain distinction to be proud of.
And a greater mobility in the boudoirs of Madrid.
I was going to say service to the king.
Yes, you were going to say service to the king, but would you have meant it?
Which has the greater priority, Antonio?
I won't deny that I would like to test the validity of your remark.
You've been testing it since the first day you were.
Diego bangs on the bar.
I'm buying wine for all. Come on. It's your last chance to fill your cups on me.
Last chance? What do you mean?
I'm leaving. I'm leaving for California within the week.
But your commission?
I'm giving it up. Letters from home have been dark and worrisome. Things are not as they should be. My place is there.
I will miss you, my friend.
And I you. But I must go.
A toast and a salute.
Salute.
Spain loses a fine swordsman.
And I give you another toast, senors. To California, where a man may only marry and raise fat children and watch his vineyards grow.
They all drink. Then Diego unsheathes his sword.
A memento, then.
He throws it upwards into a wooden beam.
Think of me when you look upon it.
A ship sails across the ocean, all sails set. In a small port, Diego climbs out of a rowing boat onto the pier.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. How are the vineyards, my friend? Are they bearing well this season?
By some miracle, the grapes remain sweet.
And why are you so gloomy, huh?
Who is not gloomy these days?
But this is fiesta time, is it not? Surely that should give you something to be festive about.
There will be no fiesta this year.
I don't believe it. No fiesta, why not?
people cannot sing with hatred in their hearts, senor.
Hatred? For whom? The caballeros?
No, senor, not the caballeros. They are too oppressed. They do not dare open their mouths. The alcalde. We all hate the alcalde. May his soul burn in hell.
The alcalde? But that's impossible. A kind of better man never lived.
You do not know him, senor.
Yes, I do know him. He's my father.
Diego arrives at a ranch and goes over to an elderly man tending to the horse's tack.
Senor. Senor. I wish to be driven to Los Angeles. I have boxes and a portmanteau on the wharf. Will you undertake the journey? I'll pay you well. Will you stop staring at me, my man? Will you drive me or not? Find speech, please.
He cannot, senor. The alcalde has seen to that.
The alcalde? I don't understand this. Do you realize you're speaking of my father?
At a meeting of the peones, this man spoke out against the heavy taxes. The next day, your father's soldiers cut out his tongue. I saw it's true.
Diego looks horrified. A carriage drawn by two horses rolls into town. Diego is sitting in the back. He looks around at the people going about their everyday business. The horses head up a dusty track towards a guarded gateway and head through it. The carriage finally comes to a stop outside a building, nestling amongst olive trees. Two soldiers are standing guard at an arched entrance. Diego climbs down and strides over to them, but they bar his way. A sergeant marches over and throws open the gates.
And what is your business here, senor?
That is my affair.
Mine also, if you wish to enter.
This is my home. I am the son of the alcalde. So people can still laugh in California. I'd begun to think they'd lost the habit.
This way, senor, please.
Leave undisturbed the flocks of all the missions. And likewise the flocks of Don Alejandro Vega, as he is the champion of the caballeros and the church is the mother of the peones. It would be unwise at this point to set off a spark, which might...
The sergeant whispers to another man while Diego waits a short distance away. The man turns to look at Diego.
You claim to be the son of...
I claim nothing. I am Don Diego Vega, son of His Excellency Don Alejandro, and this, although greatly changed, is my home.
Your pardon, Don Diego. I had not heard you were returning. Welcome to California. I am Captain Esteban Montenegro, military aide to the alcalde.
I am honored, Captain, but bewildered. Why has my father turned his home into a barracks?
Conditions here have changed since you left, Don Diego. Your father resigned. Age. Since then, the peones have become more industrious. As to the caballeros, they are encouraged to think of their own affairs. We take care of the government.
I see. Then my father is no longer the alcalde. On that account. Tell me, who holds the office now?
His Excellency Don Luis Basilio Quintero. I will take you to him.
Thank you, but I prefer to go directly to see my family. Where are they living?
At your old hacienda outside the town, but His Excellency would never forgive me if I let you go without a word of welcome from him.
It seems I have no choice. How can I refuse a man anything with a naked sword in his hand?
So, a wit has come to California, and from what I hear, a swordsman. If you fancy the weapon, feel the weight of mine.
Diego drops it.
Here, Why, thank you, Captain. Madrid lace is so costly.
Captain Esteban bends down to pick up his sword.
I'm afraid you did take me by surprise.
I apologize, Don Diego. The weight of my sword is perfect. It was made for me in Toledo. I thought a swordsman would appreciate it.
Well, a true swordsman most probably would.
But I heard that you...
That I do a fair sequence with the blade. A test of coordination under limited conditions is more of a ballet than a test of true swordsmanship. Confidentially, Captain, I loathe the blade. Such a violent business.
I will keep your secret, Don Diego.
Thank you.
Esteban shows him through.
This is a noble bird. Well tested. I'm asking 40 pesos, Excelencia.
Esteban, this cheating dog should have his taxes raised.
No, no, the bird is yours. As a gift. Not a centavo will he cost you. Es un regalo.
Well, that's a much better attitude. But turn him over to my handler. And what caballero is this? Is he a young lord from Spain?
A good guess, Your Excellency. He is just in from Spain. This is Don Diego Vega, son of your respected predecessor.
Oh, well, welcome back, young sir. Please, regard this house as still your home.
How very kind of you. Thank you, Your Excellency.
Oh, I see you've had an accident.
A double wound. My reputation suffered a little as well.
A beautiful woman appears.
The ship has arrived from Spain. The shops will finally have something worth looking at. Will one of you ill-mannered boors present me to this caballero?
Señora Doña Inés de Quintero, may I present Don Diego Vega?
My wife, señor.
Señora. His Excellency is indeed a fortunate man.
You came on the ship from Spain?
Yes.
How I long to live the life you've been leading, señor. The gaiety and splendor of Madrid and the courts. Luis has promised to take me, but then I will be an old hag.
Oh, my dear Signora, such a tragedy could never befall you.
Oh, you're so kind. You must come with me to the shop and help me with my selections.
Diego's attention is diverted by another woman.
Oh. Oh, how you tempt me, Signora. How I do love the shimmer of satin and silk. The matching of one delicate shade against another. Attar of rose, crushed lily, musk, like a raiment of angels in a garden of heaven.
A poet as well.
Guilty, Signora, but of only half the charge. A poet needs inspiration. You must share half the blame.
Willingly.
But my love, Don Diego must see his parents.
Ah, yes, too true. Duty before pleasure. Excellency, Captain, Signora.
I'll see you to the gate.
That would be lovely. Oh, yes, Captain. Your handkerchief.
Esteban whips it back on his sword, and Diego and Inés head off arm in arm.
That's one little peacock that will not trouble us.
You think not?
The captain is jealous. The fop has pricked the fencing master, huh? Give up your false hopes, Esteban. She cares no more for you than she does for me. Inez loves only herself.
Diego sets off in his carriage under an escort of soldiers. As Inez watches him go, the woman Diego spotted earlier comes over to her with her maidservant.
Who's that?
No one you know. Someone new. Someone... very charming, who knows how to flatter a woman.
Maria tells me to beware of flattery.
No wonder, at your age, it could be your undoing.
When can I meet him?
Listen to the child. You're too young to cope with his sort. Maria, I don't like that hat she's wearing. It makes her look much older than she is, like a woman grown.
I am a woman grown. Dolores Castellano is a month younger and already wed.
Dolores Castellano. Her grandmother was a peon. Such riffraff wed when they like. You have the blood of Hidalgo in your veins. Keep it cool, my girl, or I'll whisk you off to a convent.
Inés walks off, leaving Teresa with a sad expression.
Diego!
Madre mía!
Oh, Diego, my son!
Juanita! Manuel, you got dinner! Jose, how are you?
Take down Diego's things to his room.
Oh, mother, it's so good to be home.
You know, you are even more handsome than before you left.
No? Well, you should have seen me the first time I approached the Spanish throne. They said I looked like a frightened gopher. Now, why didn't you write and tell me? I had to learn from the new alcalde that Father was no longer in office.
Well, we didn't want to burden you. But now, you are here.
Father's well.
As well as can be expected.
He's not in ill health.
No. But the weight of his office is still with him, even though he is no longer alcalde.
I tell you, it is beyond bearing. The devil lives in this district, and his name is Luis Quintero. And the devil has an accomplice, Capitan Esteban. Together they rule from the hills of Verduga to the shores of Del Rey. The California rose now has two cankers to spoil its beauty. And if they are not cut off, the rose will die.
A united force, Alejandro. There's not one, not one caballero who will not follow you.
I know. I know.
We'll follow you, Alejandro, to the last man.
That is what will happen if we revolt. We will be reduced to the last man.
But how can you stand by while your people are reduced to whipped dogs?
Padre Felipe, caballeros, I will not have my people slaughtered. In a revolt, we have no chance of winning.
Diego and his mother are listening in. They come round and enter the room.
Diego!
Oh, my brother! So happy to see you.
Alejandro, look how little he's changed.
Still slender, and a man. He has a whalebone look about him, Padre.
Welcome back to your home, Diego, and my heart.
Thank you, Padre. I've missed your wise counsel.
Not too greatly, I suspect. You remember our good friends?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Yes, with great fondness. And yours?
Spain has put muscle on your son, Don Alejandro.
Mm.
But still the face of an angel.
And that's what we need just now in California, an angel. An avenging angel with a flaming sword.
Look hard, Don Alejandro, and remember well. The sword of the Vegas hangs in your home. The blade which first brought justice to this land. Is it to hang there like a rusted memory?
Alejandro, please.
Isabel, leave my son to me. Sit down, Diego.
Father. Tell me what this is all about.
I am no longer the alcalde. In my place...
In his place sits a viper, and behind him sits another viper. You have returned to a land fouled by serpents.
I don't understand, Father. Why did you resign your position in the first place?
I did not resign. I was forced out of office.
They threatened to burn the homes of the peones.
And now you want me to follow the lawless steps of Luis Quintero and stain the office of the alcalde. My office, which I have served honorably for 30 years with the blood of my people. They are strong. We are weak. I will not spill the best blood in California on a useless slaughter. Nor will my son.
No. No. No, of course not. Now, by the way, Father, I went directly to our old home on my way here, and I met the present alcalde and his charming wife. They seemed to me to be reasonable, agreeable people.
You have been deceived, my young friend.
You think so? The alcalde spoke of you with great respect, Father.
He has not troubled me nor my flocks so far.
Well, in that case, I don't see why we're becoming so overly excited, especially in this heat. My, 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 how I do miss the scented breezes of Spain.
Are we to be moved by cruelty and injustice only when it touches us?
Oh, my dear senor, such things exist in the world whether we want them to or not. Oh, by the way, Father, you know I took up sleight of hand while I was in Madrid. It's all the rage just now. I want you to watch this. You see?
The fan he's holding disappears.
All gone. Now. And there it is.
So, the boy I helped raise has become a clown.
Now, let me show you an amusing bit of nonsense that I picked up in Granada.
Save your bit of nonsense for Granada. California has no use for another fool. Gentlemen.
Alejandro leads his men out, leaving a stunned Diego alone in the room. Diego lifts one of a pair of crossed swords down from the wall and with a few swift swipes carves the initial Z into the thick dust covering a framed mirror above them. A soldier hammers up a notice saying that one in every five bottles of wine must be given in taxes. A horseman, dressed all in black with a mask covering his eyes, pierces the notice with his dagger.
Tear it down. Be quick!
The soldier does as he's told.
Put that up.
It's a new special notice from Zorro. Once it's pinned up, he rides out of town. Everyone gathers round to read the notice, which says, "To all men of Los Angeles, be it known that Luis Quintero is a thief and an enemy of the people who cannot long escape my vengeance. Zorro."
I don't know why you insisted on taking this stupid drive.
Look.
Gold!
This goes to Spain. For us, Marla. For us. We're being met by an agent of the Bank of Madrid.
A military guard
would have let our friend Esteban know of this little transaction.
Zorro draws alongside their carriage and cuts through the horse's harness with his sword.
I have distressing news for your excellency. I had a small drinking bout with the agent of the Bank of Madrid. While in his cups, the fellow was somewhat indiscreet. A drunken man is untrustworthy. I will act in his stead. Your purse, senor.
Reluctantly, Quintero hangs over his leather purse. Zorro pulls it off the end of his sword.
Come now, senora. That little trinket.
No.
I can't afford gallantries.
I refuse.
Quickly, senora. I should hate to mark such a lovely cheek.
Frowning, she starts to undo the trinket and hands it over.
Thank you. This time, Excellency, I take only your money. Next time.
He carves a Z into the carriage.
Adios.
Tito Valdista.
Si, senor.
3 pesos. Pablo Sebastián. 9 pesos.
9 pesos. Señor, I cannot pay so much.
I swear, it will take my last centavo.
9 pesos!
Señor, por favor, I beg of you.
The sergeant stands up with his whip, and the man quickly pays up.
Torcuato Ramírez.
Sí, señor.
5 pesos.
Sí, señor.
The sergeant pulls the strings tightly on his purse.
I'll relieve you of that, Sergeant.
And let me relieve you of that excess weight, Captain.
Standing on the roof, Zorro holds out his hand, and Esteban throws the money up to him.
Zorro!
Get him! Get him!
Zorro rides off on his horse. Quintero's men give chase on their horses, their hooves throwing up a cloud of dust. Zorro tears across the countryside, Quintero's men in hot pursuit. Zorro's horse gallops over the dry and dusty earth. Quintero's men are a fair distance behind. Zorro heads round a corner and down a slight hill where he stops his horse in amongst a covering of trees. Quintero's men gallop over the same terrain, then ride straight past Zorro's hiding spot. As soon as they've passed, Zorro sets his horse going back in the direction they came in.
We beseech thee, O Lord, this habitation, and drive far from it all snares of the enemy. Let thy holy angels dwell herein to keep us in peace, and may thy blessing be always upon us. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, vita missa est. Deo gratias. Amen.
Don Felipe kneels, then walks out through the worshippers. Zorro rides up to the chapel and dismounts from his horse onto a wall. Inside, Don Felipe comes to meet him.
You.
Be calm, good padre.
If you come to rob the church, you will find it quite poor.
I come to return, not to steal.
Return? You mock me. A thief does not come bearing gifts.
It is not thievery to return to the people what is rightfully theirs. Here, restore it to them. Be my dispenser. And this little jewel will bring you even more gold.
Don Felipe takes it from him.
I have prayed for an angel with an avenging sword.
Such as this?
So it was you who stole the sword of the Vegas.
Tell Don Alejandro it will be returned when it has done its work.
I shall.
Soldiers.
Quickly! God be with you!
Don Felipe quickly hides the jewel, then goes to meet the soldiers.
You are on holy ground, or have you forgotten how to behave in the house of the Lord?
We are here on business.
If you are here on God's business, you are welcome. If not, be gone.
You test your immunity too hard, Padre. I warn you. Tread softly.
Keep your threats to yourself.
I come to search.
They burst into his room to find Diego there.
What are you doing here?
Well, I was so frightfully bored at home, and I remembered that you played an excellent game of draughts, so I just rode over, took the liberty of setting them in. Hello, Sergeant.
Senor? How long have you been here?
I just arrived.
And did you see anyone when you came in?
Yes. Yes, I think I did. Just a shadow, mind you. Now, I thought it was Fray Philippe. And I called out to him, but the rude fellow didn't even bother to answer me. He just rode away.
Sorrow.
That cutthroat, Dios me libre.
And which way did you come in?
Well, I came in that way. But I think he went that way.
Vámonos!
The soldiers hurry out.
So, you came to play draughts because you were bored.
Oh, I was bored beyond distraction. Padre, you don't know how I miss Madrid. All one can do here is be lulled asleep by the sounds of night. Sounds of night in Madrid are quite different, I can assure you that.
Spend a night in the village and you will hear other night sounds. The sounds of a child crying because he has not enough milk to drink. That might blot out your perfumed memories of Spain, though I doubt it.
I came here to play drafts, not to discuss politics, Padre.
To think I helped raise you, and how do you repay me? By turning into a silly buffoon.
I'm considered quite an amusing fellow in Madrid.
Don Felipe knocks over the pieces on the chessboard and storms out. Candles burn in Quintero's study, where he sits alone with a drink. Zorro comes in and quietly extinguishes a candle with the tip of his sword. Then he steps back out of view as Quintero looks up. Zorro points his sword at him.
Zorro.
A nice quiet study, Your Excellency. I like that. Very quiet.
What do you want?
A talk. How do you think you would like the climate in Spain?
You give me no choice.
Exactly. And as to your successor, what do you think of Don Alejandro Vega? He's had experience.
Again, you give me no choice.
Good. You will resign and appoint Don Alejandro as your successor.
As you wish.
I've enjoyed our chat, Excellency. And this will remind you of it, Excellency.
He carves a Z into the wall.
What are you going to do?
Blindfold you.
He ties a blindfold around Quintero's eyes, then quietly takes a sword from the wall and wedges it in place so the tip of it is against Quintero's chest.
What's that?
It's the point of my sword against your heart.
You mean to kill me after all?
Not if you obey me.
But...
I advise you not to utter a sound until I take the point away from your heart.
Picking up his own sword, Zorro quietly leaves the room. Later, Esteban finds Quintero still sitting with the sword pointing at his chest.
What is this? Speak up. What are you trying to do?
He was here.
Who was here?
Zorro. Look.
He points at the Z on the wall.
Don't leave me. If he got in once, he can get in again. I want you here.
You are becoming an hysteric. If you lose control now, we're lost.
Well, how the devil did he get in here?
That's what I'd like to find out.
It's your business to find out. He wants me in Spain and Vega here in my place.
Vega.
Teresa is kneeling before the altar in church. Diego comes in wearing a monk's habit. When he spots her, he stops dead in his tracks and pulls the hood over his head. He genuflects as she turns to look at him.
Padre Ramon, I didn't see you when you came in.
I'm not Padre Ramon, I'm Padre Pablo from the mission. I've been spending the evening with Fra Ramon.
I was asking the Holy Mother to save me from a convent. Is that a sin?
Oh, the sin I think would be in sending you to one.
I don't understand.
Well, I mean, a young girl like you with your, it seems to me you would be more useful outside a convent than in.
You mean in serving God?
Yes. Yes, in a way.
In what way, Padre?
Oh, well, there are many ways to serve God, my child. To marry is one way.
To bear children?
Yes, exactly. Strong sons, fine daughters, in the glory of God.
I was praying just now for a husband.
You were? That's splendid. Well, I mean, that's natural in a girl your age.
Padre, come sit with me.
He sits down with his face still turned away from her.
I'm deeply troubled. No one ever comes here. I know it's because of my uncle. The people hate him. But he's been very good to me. And yet I want to leave this place to be with people my own age.
Yes, a beautiful girl like you should not be wasted, cloistered in such a place.
Beautiful? Do you really think that, Padre? Maria is the only one who ever tells me that.
You are as lovely as a spring morning.
You really think that?
Yes. Yes, with all my heart.
I never heard such words.
You should hear them every hour of every day.
Teresa leans round to try and see his face, but he turns it further away from her. A sad expression crosses her face. Then she notices his sword poking out from beneath his habit.
You seem frightened, my child.
You're not a padre. You're an imposter.
Why do you say that?
You're wearing a sword.
Teresa? Teresa! Oh, Dios, where have you been? We've looked everywhere for you. That thief Zorro has broken into the house and threatened your uncle.
They think he may still be hiding somewhere close about.
Diego kisses her hand.
Didn't you hear me? Come on, my girl.
Teresa hurries out.
Oh, Fray Ramon, lock the door before you go. The beast may try and steal the altar.
Good night, Padre.
They leave. Diego turns to look at the door.
Good night, my child.
Soldiers with flaming torches are searching the grounds. A door opens, and Diego peers round it, still in his monk's habit. He watches the soldiers searching in vain. Then, when they're out of sight, he steps out through the doorway. He sets off down the path.
Good evening, Father.
Good evening, my son.
Oh, one moment, Father. He drops something.
The soldier quickly realizes who it is and draws his sword. Another soldier joins him, and together they battle Diego. He pierces one of them with his sword, then fights the other, finally running him through. As another soldier appears, he quickly hides behind a shrub. When he emerges again, he's dressed as Zorro in his black mask, hat, and cloak. He clambers over the wall and comes face to face with another soldier. They battle with their swords. Zorro fends off the soldier's blows expertly. Finally, he stabs him through the chest with his sword. Another soldier appears, and Zorro takes him on too. The soldier forces him back against a tree, but Zorro fights back and kills him.
What's this? Why is he here?
The peacock comes to spread his feathers.
This peacock is not colorful, merely transparent. Excellency, and Captain, what a nice surprise. Ah, beautiful morning.
What brings you here, my friend?
I have a note from Don Inez asking me to ride with her this morning.
If you will excuse me.
I have military duties to attend to.
Excellent, excellent. Come, you will walk with me.
It has been the captain's privilege to ride with her each morning.
Oh, poor man, frayed nerves. And so early in the morning, too.
Oh, he has much on his mind.
I noticed as I rode up, your house seems to be very well guarded. I'd swear I saw a whole army around it.
Oh, I wish there were twice as many.
Oh, Madres de Dios, their clatter would drive me wild.
Well, I find it reassuring.
Two children are looking at a wall.
Blaus! Blaus! The mark of Zorro.
Oh, that's impossible. The man is, he's long dead.
The scourge of the Pyrenees. The scoundrel appears again in the body of another. This bandit assumes his role.
Well, the man's mad. Yes, mad and deluded.
He came last night into my study, threatened my life, and left a mark like that.
Oh, I should have been petrified. There was a case in Madrid, almost identical. Now, his mark was a cross, as I remember. Oh, he was a madman, clever beyond belief. They always are. This fellow killed 40 people. Or was it 50? Well, I suppose that doesn't matter, does it? He slit their throats from ear to ear. Didn't warn them even, just...
Santa Maria.
Oh, Excellency, I admire you for staying. You take a great risk and you show a remarkable sense of duty.
Remarkable.
Quintero looks worried. Inez comes out to meet Diego.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Sorry to have kept you. Esteban was a little surly about this morning's ride. I'm afraid I promised it to him.
Not at all. Your note was like a smile from heaven. I was suffocating with boredom.
Oh, no, really. I was the one who was bored.
come. I'm dying for a canter. Adios, Luis. Don't want to watch.
Goodbye, Excellency.
Goodbye.
Diego and Inez set off on their horses. Esteban comes over to Quintero.
That young beggar just told me the most appalling tale about a madman in Madrid, like this Zorro. He thinks I'm running a great risk staying here, but I have a plan.
No, I would never condone a marriage between Diego and Teresa. The bond of marriage would put me in league with your butchers. I will not endorse your butchery with my good name. I may not be able to fight you, but I will not help you.
25,000.
Not for 10 times that. Capitán Esteban, a man does not sell his name for a price.
You are a fool, Don Alejandro.
Perhaps. But I will not tarnish my name by linking it with that of Luis Quintero. I will go to my grave with the name of Vega unblemished.
Continue in this way, and your calling might be premature.
Zorro.
A man of breeding does not threaten a gentleman in his own home.
So?
If my finger tightens, Captain, you might lose that fine fencing hand, and that would deny me the pleasure of testing it.
Here. Now.
I will choose the time, and I will choose the place. There will be no blood spilled in this house.
What do you want?
My business is with Captain Esteban Don Alejandro. It was the only way we might meet without interference.
You have my sword. You make me an accomplice to your crimes.
I have committed no crimes.
You call theft and murder saintly deeds?
It is not theft to steal from a thief. It's merely irony. It is not murder to defend oneself against uniformed terrorists posing as soldiers. You have turned California into a mockery, Captain. It will stop. You and the alcalde will return to Spain or...
Or what, my costumed friend?
Or you will be the one who will be buried prematurely.
Listen to him, Don Alejandro. What an audacious fellow. He pits himself, one man, against the state.
I pit myself against a tyrant and a puppet. Those odds suit me.
Brave words spoken from behind a pistol. I'd like to try your courage sword to sword.
With a platoon of men behind you, no doubt.
A coward. I thought so. Empty bravado.
You will have a chance to test your courage, Captain.
Oh, I look forward to it.
As do I. Although you might find a trip to Spain less hazardous. Well, now, if you will excuse me.
Still pointing his gun at him, Zorro backs out of the room, leaving Esteban fuming.
You are shaking, Capitan.
Do not be deceived, Don Alejandro. He pretends to be a savior, but he's only a fool.
Do fools often make you tremble with fear?
I shake with anger, not fear.
Alejandro, I just saw a rider.
You just saw Zorro.
Oh, Captain, what a surprise.
Diego.
What's the matter, madam?
That brigand, Zorro. He was here.
Zorro? In this house? Whatever for? Oh, Captain, I demand protection.
Oh, you are safe, Don Diego. It is me he wants.
Oh.
His Excellency has sent Capitán Esteban to offer a marriage between his niece, Teresa, and you.
His niece? How flattering.
Your father resists the proposal for political reasons.
I resist.
For your political reasons.
Whatever did that murderous pirate Zorro want? Hmm?
For me to leave California.
And the alcalde.
Oh, politics, politics. I'm so weary of the discussion. When may I meet this shy young flower?
I forbid it.
Tonight. Will you dine with us? 8 o'clock?
Diego looks from his father to Esteban.
Charmed.
I said, I forbid it.
Diego. You should consider your father's wishes in a matter of this sort.
Mother, I had absolutely no say in my father's marriage. I don't see why he should instruct me in mine.
I wish you had never returned from Spain.
Doña Isabel. Don Diego.
Oh, Diego.
You must trust me, Mother. Things are not always as they appear.
Oh, Maria. He's handsome, is he not?
Stand still, child.
Oh, I hear he's very handsome. Everyone says so.
The talk is that his face is good.
And what of his spirit? Is he gallant and daring like a knight? Perhaps he will take me away before Inez sends me off to a convent. She hates me, I know it. Ouch!
Then stand still, child, and calm down. You mustn't be too anxious. If you take the challenge out of the sport, you ruin the hunt.
He's coming to dine, not to hunt.
You are young, inexperienced. To a man, there's only the hunt, the challenge. The sport is important, whether it be a blood sport or a love sport. Remember that.
Oh, Maria, now you make me frightened.
Teresa looks at her reflection, smiling at her beautiful white dress. Inez to Esteban.
This is Luis's doing.
An alliance for the good of the state, my dear. It's not only fashionable, it's a political necessity. We don't want our little empire to crumble, do we?
What can be keeping him? It's 20 past the hour.
El señor Don Diego Vega.
Diego strides in, a long gray cloak covering his smart outfit. Esteban, Inez, Teresa, and Maria all stare at him in awe.
Excellency.
Well, here you are at last. I was afraid you might have been waylaid by the Zorro fellow.
Oh, heaven spare me. Senora.
He kisses Inez's hand.
I'm dazzled. Captain?
And here is our little dove. Diego, this is Teresa.
I am honored, senor.
She curtsies, and he puts a monocle to his eye to study her more closely.
Charmed.
May I present Senorita Maria Lopez?
Senorita.
Maria curtsies.
I'm so sorry to have kept you all waiting. But they heated my bathwater too early. And by the time more was brought and properly scented, it was positively tepid. Oh, life can be so trying, don't you think?
Maria.
Shall we dine?
Senorita?
He holds out his hand for Teresa to take.
His bath was tepid. Poor Teresa. I fear her wedded life will be the same.
Now, watch. See? Empty? Yes.
He covers a glass with a napkin, then removes it to reveal a red rose inside it.
Voila!
Oh! Bravo!
I did that one for His Majesty.
Oh, it must be heavenly at court.
Oh, yes, it's the one bearable spot on earth.
It was bearable here, once, before the Zorro came with his murderous threats and thievery.
Oh, speaking of Zorro, I wonder if you might provide me with some sort of protection on my way home. I fancy that cutthroat might be just lurking about, anywhere.
How distressing.
Certainly, my dear Diego.
I gather you didn't approve of my request, Senorita.
That's because you called her hero a cutthroat.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness, do you know this fellow?
No. But I happen to admire his courage.
My dear young girl, dashing about with a cutlass is out of fashion. It went out in the Middle Ages.
Well, it certainly seems to have been quite effective.
Well, yes, well, then so is a madman.
He's not a madman. He's a lion amongst a lot of sheep.
I really don't know why it is that men of this sort, brutes and scoundrels, elicit such admiration. It's positively frustrating. Why is it that the scoundrels of the world are always remembered and the well-bred men completely forgotten?
Perhaps it's because there is nothing particularly memorable about scented bathtubs.
Oh.
Esteban begins to stab at an orange on his plate with a knife. Diego lifts his monocle to his eye to watch him.
You seem to regard the poor fruit as an enemy, Captain.
A rival.
Stapleton's always thrusting at this and that. He was a fencing master in Madrid.
Ah, how exhausting.
I found it exhilarating.
Do you really? I find it rather boring. Lots of men slashing and cutting away at each other with a blade.
I prefer to think about it as an acquired defense. Do you not think, Don Diego, that a man should have a strong defense?
Yes. Yes, I do. But I prefer more gentle defenses.
Useful in court, perhaps. Worth little on the battlefield, I'm afraid.
Soldiers. Soldiers are always thinking of battlefields. And once the moment of exhilaration is over in a battlefield, there's only death.
There's also glory.
No. There is only glory in living. There's only death in death.
Captain Esteban, I fear, misses the Spanish fencing school.
Oh, really? Why ever did you leave?
I had the misfortune to kill a man of influence.
A lady was involved, I believe.
The gentleman's wife, no doubt.
Just how do you mean that, Don Diego?
Oh, dear. I'd hope to be amusing. Have I failed?
Somewhat. With me.
If you will excuse me, senor, I wish to retire.
So sorry.
What's got into the girl?
Yes, it is most curious. But then, you are still here, senora.
Our little dove has flown.
Yes, it's the one problem with youth. It's constantly in flight.
Meaning?
Meaning, doves adorn courtyards. Women adorn courts. Oh,
forever the poet. But when you marry, you shall forget me.
When I marry, we shall have all of Madrid at our feet. A marriage of state will be the perfect veil for us. A veil of propriety.
Oh, I see. How clever.
Quintero comes back.
Your niece is perfectly charming, Excellency.
Yes, a sweet child.
May I plead with you for her hand in marriage? A refusal would crush me.
She's yours, Diego, with all my blessings.
Teresa is brushing her hair. Zorro is reflected in her mirror. He tosses her a rose.
Zorro.
Yes, senorita.
What do you want?
A few words with you, please.
Well, no, not here. You'll be caught.
I must speak with you.
Oh, madre Dios.
He flees out of the window as Quintero comes in.
Now, see here, my child. What do you mean, running away from the man to whom I've just promised you in marriage?
You have done that without asking me.
Of course. What do you know about such things? It's about time that you understood. What's that? Someone on the balcony.
It's nothing. It's just a shadow, Uncle Luis.
A shadow? Looks like... Forgive me, my dear. I'm an old fool. Our little dove has changed into a sly kitten. You seem to know how to handle these matters much better than your Uncle Luis. Good night, my sweet.
He heads out, and Teresa quickly shuts the door behind him. When she turns round, Diego's standing by the window.
You?
Yes.
How did you get...
Well, a man can do many things, if he must.
I must be dreaming. You are Zorro.
He puts his finger to his lips.
I'm sorry I had to deceive you. But to accomplish what I must, I had to deceive many people. You forgive me?
You've come here to tell me that asking for my hand in marriage was simply a part of the game.
Oh, no. No, it wasn't. It's the one real thing in the whole masquerade.
He steps forward, takes her head in his hands, and kisses her passionately.
Go quickly.
You'll come riding with me tomorrow?
Yes, of course. Be careful, Diego.
Yes, yes, of course.
Teresa, I want to talk to you.
She opens the door to Inez.
What's the matter with you? Didn't you hear me?
Yes, I was lost in prayer.
Inez flounces into the room.
Good evening. Mother.
1 o'clock. Why didn't you spend the entire night with your delightful friends? Well, what did you do about the girl? Speak up. How did you get out of it?
She's perfectly charming. She's a lovely, unspoiled child. I think you're going to be delighted with her, Father.
I will be delighted with her. What have you done?
What have I done? I've taken the first steps toward making you a grandfather.
And this is the son you bore me?
Alejandro strides out of the room. Don Felipe is praying at the altar. He turns to the congregation and hands out 2 collection plates. He turns to the altar again and makes the sign of the cross. Soldiers burst in at the back of the church. The sergeant signals to his 2 men to stand still while he strides up the aisle. He grabs one of the collection plates and lets the coins run through his fingers.
So, I find the church richer than the government. How is that? Speak!
Don Felipe stays silent. So the sergeant paces over to him and throws the plate down onto the altar.
Sting of hot leather will loosen up your tongue.
You jackal!
Say please!
The 2 soldiers run down the aisle and grab Don Felipe, hurrying him out of the church. They lead him outside into the sunshine, and the congregation follow. A horse-drawn cart carrying Teresa and Maria pull up outside the church, and Teresa stares over anxiously. Don Felipe is being held down to be whipped.
You do not frighten me!
The sergeant takes a few paces back and slashes at the priest's back.
Take me to the big hacienda, pronto!
The sergeant continues to whip Don Felipe. Teresa arrives at Diego's hacienda.
Where is Don Diego?
Está en la baranda, señorita.
She hops down from the carriage and runs to find him on the veranda.
Don Diego, Fray Felipe, they're beating him, they're whipping him to death.
This is your uncle's doing. This time he has gone too far.
That is why I come to you.
You would turn traitor for us?
I am not a traitor. Why are we standing here arguing?
Perhaps it's a trap. You are a Quintero.
I can stand by no longer and see priests beaten and the people mistreated. Please do something, Don Alejandro.
Yes. There's 1 sword of the Vegas left on my wall. The time has come. God will forgive me for what I must do.
Manuel!
Alejandro, no, please!
Go to Don Miguel and Don Jose. Have them rally the rest of the caballeros. I will meet them at the alcalde's.
Inmediatamente, Patron.
Oh, Diego, you're so frightened.
You better go back to the alcalde's.
But Diego...
Go, this minute, please. It will be all right, I promise.
He kisses her hand and she leaves. Quintero comes over to Esteban.
What is the meaning of this?
Gonzalez was collecting taxes from the mission. Fray Felipe resisted. Gonzalez searched the room and found the tax money.
The priest? No one can be trusted.
The good Fry was then dragged from the mission and beaten by Gonzalez in front of the people.
Send Sergeant Gonzalez to me at once.
I wish I could.
And what's to prevent it?
The total disappearance of Sergeant Gonzalez, Your Excellency.
He's gone? Where?
To Hades, I hope. I'll collect the mission taxes myself from now on.
Esteban, look.
A body thrown over the wall. Everyone's over to see a Z slashed into Gonzalez's chest.
Gonzalez. Madre Dios.
Sorry. He's somewhere near the grounds. Find him! Find him!
You blundered again!
Today he dies.
Quintero hurries off, and Esteban draws his sword. Quintero heads inside, where he sees smoke drifting up from behind a chair. Quickly, he calls his soldiers.
Sentries!
Diego stands up.
Whatever's going on?
What are you doing here, Diego? You frightened me half to death.
And I came to see Teresa, but she doesn't seem to be anywhere about.
Well, I don't have time to discuss it now. I just had the most horrifying experience. Zorro just beat Sergeant Gonzalez half to death, shoved him over the wall right before my eyes.
Oh, how frightful. But then, after all, it must have been harder on Gonzalez.
This is no time to jest. What shall I do? What shall I do? I offer rewards, nothing happens.
Well, he may change his mind about you. Such creatures often do, I believe. You may decide to cut the throat of someone else.
Must you always talk about throat cutting?
You know, I admire you, Excellency. Such courage, such fortitude, such a sense of civic duty. A weaker man would leave this place. In a situation like this, I would have my constitution wrecked. But then, of course, I haven't the iron nerve of Your Excellency. Spain is so peaceful. It's like a siesta, you know? No cares, no worries, no dangers.
Your Excellency, come quickly.
Quintero hurries out.
Sentry, follow me.
When he's gone, Diego sits down in Quintero's chair and clasps his fingers together. Down in the darkened cellar, wine is pouring out of all of the vats. Quintero follows his soldiers down to see what's going on. He sees a Z carved into the wood of one of the casks.
Zorro.
Esteban comes down.
What's the matter?
Zorro, here in the cellar.
Esteban looks around in disbelief, then draws his sword.
Diego? Don't kill me.
You remember our little chat about your resignation, Excellency?
Yes.
Today you will have the opportunity, or you will carry the position of alcalde to your grave.
Anything you wish.
Zorro moves away, keeping the gun trained on Quintero. Esteban and his men are still searching the cellar. He signals to each of them to search in a different direction.
Captain, the peones and the caballeros are at the gates.
Turn out the guard. I'll be there presently.
He crouches down to look at the wine spilling from one of the vats. Alejandro leads a group of citizens to the alcalde's residence, where he starts to climb the locked gates. Teresa runs to watch them from the other side of the gates. Alejandro climbs back down again. Teresa runs over and opens the gates. The angry mob rushes inside, and Alejandro slays the soldiers on duty. In the cellar, Esteban starts tapping the far wall. Then he knocks on the wooden back of a set of shelves. When the knock becomes hollow, he starts searching beneath the shelves. Finally, he finds a button which opens a door secreted in the middle of the shelves. It swings open and he climbs inside. Outside, the battle continues. Don Felipe runs to take part, asking God for forgiveness. Alejandro takes on two soldiers at once with his sword. Quintero is signing a paper.
A wise choice, Excellency.
Esteban comes in through the secret door carved into the wall.
I hope this place suits you better, senor.
It's perfect. This floor is already stained with blood. A little more won't hurt.
Oh, and how thoughtful. You're dressed for a funeral.
Yes, convenient. Since the funeral will be yours.
Excuse me.
Esteban takes off his jacket as Quintero heads for the door. He picks up his sword and slices off the top of a candle. Zorro tries to do the same to another candle, but seems to miss, but then gently knocks the top off.
The swordsman? What a trickster.
I do rather fancy the blade, Captain.
They square up to each other. Swords clash, then Esteban swipes at him. Zorro forces him backwards across the room. Esteban continues to fend him off, and they fight around a table. Zorro lashes out at him and they come face to face.
My compliments.
Has the fencing master met his match?
Not in California.
A swift move, Captain. I've not seen that one before.
You wouldn't. I learned that on the battlefield.
Esteban pushes him backwards over the desk, then lunges. Zorro climbs onto the desk, then jumps down and forces him backwards again. At each lunge from Esteban's sword, Zorro fends it off. Then he takes the upper hand again. Esteban throws a large candlestick at him, then Zorro whips off his mask.
So, inside the peacock, we find a hawk.
With a last lunge, Diego runs his sword through Esteban's heart. Esteban drops his weapon and collapses slowly to the floor, just beneath the mark of Zorro on the wall. Outside, the crowds are cheering around Alejandro. Teresa smiles. Zorro strides outside, his mask back on. He walks right up to his father, then puts his arm around Teresa and hugs her tightly. Quintero and Ines watch with sour expressions.
Enough blood has been spilled.
Let them return to Spain. Dishonored. See that they're packed and gone within the hour.
Quintero and Ines leave, and Alejandro turns to Zorro. He flexes his sword.
The sword of the Vega has never enjoyed such distinction.
Thank you, Father.
Alejandro stares at his son in disbelief and smiles. Then they raise their swords and cross them in midair.